time for What's Trending with Coach K.
Coach K, good afternoon to you.
Jules, how are you?
I'm okay, mate. I'm battling on.
Oh, that's good. It's my first day back in HQ, so I'm very excited to give my first instalment of What's Trending for 2022.
There'll be plenty trending.
Oh, there's
plenty trending. You know what? I didn't sleep last night in anticipation of this.
Mate, there's plenty going on. Let's start with the cricket. So the Women's Ashes kicks off tonight. Australia versus England, the first T20 at Adelaide Oval. That's exciting. I actually can't wait to watch that. That'll be good.
Yes. Oh, they're an outstanding cricket side and they're fine representatives of Australia. And, you know, hopefully the Ashes decimation can continue after that 4-0 defeat of the English by the men.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope England don't really get in the hunt in that series. How about this for a tweet? The Hobart Hurricanes. Congratulations to Glenn Maxwell on a 100th game in the BBL. One of the stars of the competition. Just not too many tonight, please. Maxie with a wink face. Well, didn't age too well, did it?
It was their fault. So clearly, if you're a Hurricane, blame them for inspiring me. That was remarkable. The thing is, I was sort of just following it on Twitter, you know, sorting the kids out. They go, Maxwell's going off here. I thought, I better flick the television on. Because he was 80 off about 30-something balls. And then next thing you know, he's on 99 off 40 balls. And he just went on. He looked a bit tired at the end. He was recovering from COVID. Stoinis was impressive too. But he hit this sort of reverse six. It was just an outrageous shot. Only a handful of people on the planet can hit shots like that, and G. Maxwell's one of them. And as I said in my opener, when he's in that kind of form, Maxwell, he's almost impossible to bowl to.
He's a
360 player. He's a freak.
He's fantastic to watch. David Middleton, the stats guru of the NRL, 35 years of the official rugby league annual, and the 2021 edition now on sale.
Good on him. Good man, Mitter.
Yeah, really very good. 35 years. The New South Wales Waratahs. So the Super Rugby season isn't too far away. So in February. And the Queensland Reds have announced they're going to take on the Waratahs on Sunday, the 12th of February in Roma at the Echidnas Rugby Club in a trial match. How do you think the Super Rugby is going to go this season, Jules?
What, in terms of
talent? Just interest, talent.
Sure. Oh, well, interest has waned for the last few years, hasn't it? I mean, they did a good deal with Stan Sport. They need access. You know, this is a problem that so many sports have in this country. As soon as it's not readily available to the sports-watching public, then it just withers on the vine. That's a concern I have.
You know what's more of a concern, Jules?
What's that?
The prices of merchandise at the Australian Open. Have a listen to this.
This is one of my great bugbears, the price of... Yeah, go to...
Right, I'll just rattle some off before we jet off to the break. So Ralph Lauren is the official outfitter of the Australian Open. So listen to some of these prices. An adult polo shirt will set you back $179. A kid's jacket, $319. And a canvas tote bag, $249.
I wouldn't pay $249 for any bag. Maybe a really nice piece of luggage, but who would drop $250 on a canvas tote bag? I mean, he uses canvas tote bags.
Yeah.
You know, this is the happy slam. This is the people's slam. But clearly there's no access for everyday punters like you and I, Kay. I mean, $179 for a polo, Australian Open branded Ralph Lauren polo. It is a joke.
It's bizarre.
It's a real joke.
And what about food? Listen to this. $18 for two little, and I emphasise the little, bao buns. No thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like when Justin Hems, he says, oh, you know, I'm going to introduce my food at the SCG. You can have half a dozen oysters. If I'm at the cricket and I've necked six beers, I don't go, you know what, I might have a kale bowl and some oysters. You know, you've got to make it.
I don't think it works, does it?
Yeah, 100% it doesn't work. You know, you got me upset now, okay? Wish you hadn't told me that.
Sorry about that, Jules. And that's the What's Trending update. I'll be back for a score update next hour.